We're going to begin this week with some more wildlife in Las Cruces.
Yeah, a few weeks ago, we ran a cover shot of a bobcat that was visiting a neighborhood in East Las Cruces around the Talavera and, Las Alturas area. And this week, we have a photo of a 10-point mule deer grazing on some roses in the backyard of a Picacho Hills home. He's a real beauty. Of course, that's on the west side of the city. So the wildlife are coming in close to us. I even saw on Facebook the other day, somebody posted a video of a javelina in the old Kmart parking lot. So they're around.
Well, the pandemic had an effect on everything, but one of those programs that was cut back by the pandemic is now making a comeback, and that's nice to see.
Yeah, the city's Mono and Mono day working program is back to full power, and that helps homeless and near homeless Las Cruces earn income while beautifying the city. They work alongside the city crews, and they get paid by the hour for that work, and we have a story about that by Mike Cook on pages 3 and 4.
And cautious optimism when it comes to the pretty significant decrease in reports of new COVID-19 cases in New Mexico. And we're going to have a new public health order going into effect this weekend, and some events are going to start making a comeback. So the bulletin is bringing back the calendar, yes, to let us know about them all.
Right. So we're bringing back our calendar sections. We'll have the coming up section, the arts, the galleries, and artistic events that are coming up, and calls to artists. All of that's coming up, but I did kind of streamline everything, and so on page 12, we're going to post all the guidelines and formats for new calendar submissions going forward, and of course, we'll also post those on our website at www.lascrucesbulletin.com. We do want people to, I put an editor's note on the story that we expect all venues that are hosting events and all people attending the events to keep practicing the appropriate social distancing and mask wearing to continue the progress that New Mexico has had in containing this virus.
One of my guilty pleasures, and I'm not ashamed to admit it, but it doesn't seem to matter even if it's a bad vampire story. I just love vampire stories, so I'm very excited about this new book you're about to tell us about.
Yeah, we kicked off our art section. My friend and former colleague Frank Thayer is a retired journalism professor at NMSU, and he's turned his writing skills toward novel writing. His latest book is a vampire thriller that's set in San Vicente, which is a fictional village in New Mexico. The Vampire of San Vicente promises to be a compelling page-turner for those of us, and I have that same guilty pleasure, Casey. If you're into vampires and the supernatural and New Mexico, then The Vampire of San Vicente is probably a book that you're going to want to read. I certainly do.
And we're going to stick on the subject of arts for the next item.
Yeah. The Dunyana Arts Council, who's our neighbor in Bulletin Plaza, is moving their headquarters. They're moving to the old Bank of America building at 250 West Amador. And beginning September 1st is when they're planning to open the doors at that new facility. And the first artist that will be featured in that space is Mary Beagle. Her work is really vibrant and colorful, and we have a sneak preview of some of it for our readers to enjoy in advance of the show. And, of course, I'm going to be eager to visit and tour that new facility once it's open as well.
How do you choose the ball that's right for you when it comes to golf? I honestly had no idea that so much. Of course, I know nothing about golf, but I had no idea that there was so much behind just choosing the ball.
Right, and Dr. Charlie Blanchard, our golf doctor, he talks to you this week in his column about how to choose the ball, and he says that one of the factors is your skill set on the golf course and how much spin and feel you need for the golf ball to have. And the other thing is price. A box of golf balls can range in price from $20 all the way up to $75. So depending on what you want to pay and how you want to play, you might want to decide what golf ball you're going to play. I guess is what doctor's telling you about.
You do have to pay to play, don't you?
That's right. And, of course, there's a lot more in this week's bulletin. If you can't wait till Friday, the digital bulletin can be accessed every day at lascrucesbulletin.com. And you can also check us out on social media.
Thank you, Jess. Have a great week.
You too, Casey. Thanks.